If you've seen the videos of celebrities pouring buckets of ice water over their heads and felt the desire to contribute, then you're helping to support research into one type of muscular dystrophy. The Muscular Dystrophy Association will soon be looking for your help locally with the 2014 MDA Executive Lockup. I'm speaking with Holly Carroll, MDA Area Director for Chattanooga.
The Muscular Dystrophy Association is a nonprofit organization, and our mission is to raise funds and raise awareness for neuromuscular diseases. Not everyone is aware, but there are 43 different types of neuromuscular diseases, and they onset and progress differently. The ALS is actually under the umbrella of muscular dystrophy, and not everyone is aware of that. So we raise a lot of money for ALS research, one of the largest organizations that do for ALS research.
As neuromuscular diseases, basically, you're losing control of your muscles no matter how hard you try and, say, make your arm go across the table. Eventually, you may not be able to do that.
Correct. It is a deterioration of your muscles. And like I said, they onset and progress differently. So each disease, you know, muscular dystrophy is kind of like the generic term for each particular disease. They can onset and progress differently, and some can do it at birth. And some diseases are not diagnosed until in their late 30s. Some at teens, and then some not even later on till life, till in the 50s. An example, I'll give you a little story that we have our MDA summer camp, which will kind of go into what our money, when you raise money for MDA, what that goes to. But just think of it as a lot of us will toss and turn when we sleep. I know I do. And when I first started, which is about 9 years ago, I went to my first MDA summer camp. And as employees or staff, we would actually help the counselors because each child has their own MDA counselor, which is kind of unique about our camp. But we would go and help with bed checks. So we would do bed checks 3 times a night. And that would be just to let the counselors have a good night's rest and to make sure that the children didn't need to go to the restroom or get turned over. And so when I first started, my director told me the story that when she went to do her bed checks, this little girl was like, Miss Nanon, because that was the name of my director. She said, can you pull the covers up to my neck? And she said, you know, I understood that people may need wheelchairs or leg braces or have, you know, conditions and, you know, maybe movement of their arms a little bit. But she said it really hit home, and it really hit home when she told me that story, is that they didn't have the strength in their muscles just to pull the covers up to touch their neck. And that's how she liked to sleep. So kind of think of it that way. That was one thing that kind of hit home, that, you know, they don't have the strength sometimes in their arms just to pull the covers up, a simple task that you and I may be able to do.
Muscular Dystrophy Association does all sorts of different activities throughout the year for specific types of muscular impairments, like ALS has their own things going on. And we have an executive lockup coming up here in Chattanooga. You're going to be taking some people and holding them hostage.
Oh, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We've been doing that for years across the country and years in Chattanooga. It's our executive lockup, so we lock up businessmen and women in the community. And they've been accused of having a big heart, so their job is to kind of go out and get their friends and family and coworkers to help get them out of jail. So their goal is to raise $3,200, which is their bail amount. We go and pick them up. Officers will pick them up, or community leaders will pick them up and take them to the Doubletree. It's a really good jail. You know, they get to eat Food Works and enjoy their time and get to mingle with other business leaders in the community. But, you know, the funds are raised are helping to send kids to camp because it costs $800 to send a child to camp, $3,200 to send in 4 kids to MDA summer camp. So it's kind of looking at it like that. It's a lot of fun. They're usually locked up a month or so beforehand or two. So they have plenty of time to raise their bail through Facebook and calling people. And I'm pretty sure, Rabbit, you are getting locked up this year for the first time. And we hope everybody out there will contribute on Facebook or call into the radio station or make donations to you. So how are you doing so far?
Well, not so good. It looks like I'm not going to be able to get out at this rate.
But we always tell people, you know, what you can do is you can tell them, how much money will you do to keep me in? We'll keep you in until you raise your bail. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes they like that better a little bit.
I may never get out of there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Now, the money, as you mentioned, does go to the summer camp. And a lot of the children involved in the camp may be wheelchair bound or have severe impairments that need assistance. A one-to-one relationship with a camp counselor is amazing, but there's a lot of cost involved in that, not only for the counselors, but you have to have facilities that can handle handicapped children as well.
The camp that we go to is wheelchair accessible, so we meet with all the kids in the Tennessee area and the Kentucky area. You know, they say it's better than Christmas. Which is good. So after they leave camp, they're ready to know when the next year of camp is. So it's usually, you know, in the month of June, and then we're creating the excitement for the next year. You know, for the next one will be for 2015. They have a bowling alley. They go swimming. They actually got to paint a horse, which I thought was really cool. So things they don't always normally get to do. And they use the words normal because they feel normal for that week because everyone is just like them. You know, it is great as a parent. I have two small children, and so that one-on-one ratio, and some children have two counselors depending on their, you know, their needs that they have. But that also makes the parents feel very good and secure that their child is taken care of, especially for having a child with a disability. Because it's hard already to leave your six-year-old to go to camp because it's for ages 6 to 17. But a child with a disability, it's really hard for that parent to let the child go. And as soon as they get there, the parents are the ones leaving crying, but the kids are excited to be there, and then they want to come back the next year. But it does, like we said, cost $800, and that's one child and one counselor. Every child from 6 to 17 is able to go to camp free of charge. That's one of the services that we provide. And the other service we have is flu shots. You know, it's $30 for a flu shot. We provide every individual that has a neuromuscular disease or part of the muscular dystrophy family with a flu shot. So it's, you know, it's detrimental for us to go to get the flu. It can be. It's really bad. Like I have, my son has a respiratory issue, so we have to be first in line to get his flu shot. But for our families that have muscular dystrophy, it can be detrimental. So we want to make sure that they are getting their flu shot free of charge. We also have clinics and support groups that they're able to go to. And then for me, one big thing is minute of research. So it's $65 for 1 minute of research. We're providing hope that we will find this cure and we can find this together. As you know, I want to be here to say that I don't have a job anymore, that we're just celebrating and having a lockup, that we don't have to raise any more money, but we need your help to be able to do that. So we appreciate everyone getting locked up and everyone that's going to donate to you, Rabbit, to help you get out of jail or keep you in, whatever works better, right?
When you work with families, how do families find you? Do they just call you or are they referred through a doctor?
After they get diagnosed, they are referred through a doctor or just through like public awareness like this to let everybody know that muscular dystrophy is here to help. They will have to get some paperwork to be able to be registered under the MDA family. And then that way they're able to get provided all the information of how we can help them and to be able to go to the clinics. And they will have to have a doctor's referral to be able to go to the clinics.
You run the clinics through the MDA?
And the closest one, you know, will be like Vanderbilt or Emory. And that's where I would be very grateful to send one of my children also.
And you have to really put yourself in the position of a child who is really dependent on people anyway. It's not like they just can't tie their shoe. They can't even put their shoes on. And this is for the rest of their life.
It's a lot for the caregiver also, which could be a parent, a grandmother, or a wife, a husband. And they have to be able to take care of them for the rest of their life. And we've made many strides. We have a lot like research. You know, that's one big thing for me because our hope is to be able to find a cure. One of the forms is Duchenne's muscular dystrophy. You'll hear a lot about that. It usually forms in boys. It can form in a girl, but it's very rare. And they're doing some human trials right now to be able to hopefully slow the progression down. And so we're very excited about the things that can happen in the next 5 years. And because of what we've already done already the last few years and what we're continuing to do with this lockup or with the activities that are going on, it's going to be able to move our mission forward.
Is there a website they can go to for more information?
Yes, you can go to mda.org, and it can give you the information, you know, especially if you've been recently diagnosed and you want to get some more information or get on chat lines or figure out where your local office is. That's where you'll be able to do that. And then the local office, we're part of the Central Tennessee team. So the local office number that you can reach out to is 615-832-5005. I'm just very grateful for being here. We hope that we can get you lots of money for the lockup. And we're very grateful for all the people that are participating in the events that we have coming up. We're bringing back our Chattanooga Walk, which will be November 22nd. So if anybody wants to sign up for a team or volunteer to help, please let us know and we can get you some more information.
You can get involved with the Chattanooga Executive Lockup by helping to make bail for yours truly or many of the other volunteers that will be jailed on August 28th for the MDA Executive Lockup. Call 615-832-5005 to learn more or visit the web at mda.org. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.